A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made plain, and a rough country a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. I answered, what shall I cry out? All flesh is grass, and all their glory like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower wilts, then the breath of the Lord blow upon it. So then the people is the grass. Though the grass withers and flowers wilt, the word of our God stands forever. Go up unto the high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God, here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd he feeds his flock, in his arms he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. The word of the Lord. The Lord our God comes with power. The Lord our God comes with power. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Announce his salvation day after day. The Lord our God comes with power. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. He governs the peoples with equity. The Lord our God comes with power. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and what fills it resound. Let the plains be joyful and all that is in them. Let all the trees of the forest rejoice. The Lord our God comes with power. They shall exalt before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He shall rule the world with justice and the peoples with his constancy. The Lord our God comes with power. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, what is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices over it, than over the 99 who did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we see what Jesus says, that he would leave 99 to go find the one. Now, if we happen to be the 99, we complain and yell and scream and carry on and say, how come you're not taking care of me and you're going after that one? They're the ones that strayed. Let them stray. I'm here. I'm being good. That's not in God's heart. God takes care of us. He protects us. But those who stray, he wants to save them. Huh? That's what God wills. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Ambrose. Now, if Ambrose would have had that mindset, then we'd never have St. Augustine. Because St. Ambrose, who brought St. Augustine to the faith? And so if he'd have said, well, Augustine's nuts. Did you ever see his theology? It's really bad. He only cares about himself. He's a very lustful person. He's all into this. He should be damned forever. He could have said that. But he had a heart for the lost. And through his preaching, one of our greatest saints, who we have a statue of in this church, became one of our greatest saints, one of our greatest theologians, one of our greatest bishops. We too must have the heart for the lost, just like Ambrose and just like Jesus. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray as always for